Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com.
Hello? Hi. Hi. Let me put this in my pocket. It's a podcast, yeah? Hold on, prolapse. Oh, Christmas. Come on. Has to be a little higher. Could be here. How's that? It's good. Okay, I'm all ready for podcasting here. I'm recording. You want to see my website?
I would love to.
After you're done.
Right. No. Hey, E, can we use the...
Well, are you sure you're doing your thing, right?
No.
Well, I get that.
We don't have to do this right now.
But
so how do you edit this? Just drop them in?
Yeah, you go here and you move them all in the order and then you trim them up and stuff.
Wow.
But, I mean, we
have... I want to see your movie before I go.
It's kind of stupid.
That's okay. Is it ready to look
no,
at?
It's just like rough. It's in order right now. It's not edited or anything.
Let's watch it.
Oh, God.
Yo, we're passing the razor dressing.
Sure thing, Sanchez.
Turn up.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm going to be in my room looking at my air guard if you need me, so. Please.
Oops.
I haven't told you.
Did she use an eyedropper?
Yeah. Man, what a beautiful herb garden. What do you think? I gave them life. They should have their own parade. What a wonderful parade. An herb parade. My herb parade. I love you, Earth.
And it's gonna fade out or something.
I love you, Earth.
Don't you get it, Curtis? If you allow more power.
Well, but we a giant herb garden.
How so? Wasn't the point of your story that she can't grow herbs?
We are the herbs. She already has that much power over us. She'll water us when she wants, but otherwise let us die.
Hippies don't like to kill things. I'm sure she won't make us die.
Have I not told you about Amelius denying the new special edition Brat Pack?
Amelia. No, you apparently don't tell me anything anymore.
Well, Antonio offered her the DVD, and she said...
I'm supposed to cut out.
Yeah.
No, thanks. She said no. She knows that's Breakfast Club, Weird Science, and 16 Candles, right?
So, it gets worse.
Can you increase the sound for those?
No, thank you. She declined it twice?
Nope.
No, maybe more. Three times? The Brat Pack?
Yeah.
I wanted to use yours, but they wouldn't let me.
Why?
I don't know, because they're losers.
They're losers.
Imagine the world with one giant...
Change it to mine anyway.
You should. I can't, because it's
recorded. Amelia doesn't only listen to Jefferson Airplane Syracuse.
Why do you defend her?
Because she's my friend.
What about the community? Would you like everything to collapse? Think of our world. That's my motive.
I had no part in writing this, by the way. It was retarded.
Who wrote it?
Jessica.
No.
Well, then we should do it special for the community.
She's a bad actress, too.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
And she thinks she's good.
Really?
Yes.
She's boring.
Yes.
Boring.
She's boring in real life, too.
Jessica.
Dear me, everyone loves you. Kill Freezer. P.S. Freezer salad rocks.
Freezer salad rocks?
I have a dream about thought you two was tricky, man.
What of?
Oh, okay. So there were these two guys who were wearing masks, right? And they were all like, ah! And then like, ah! And they were like me, right? I lifted up a mask, reached out, and it was you! And then the other one was you.
I can honestly say you're the most honorable of us all. Dumber than sidewalk talk, but...
Do you mind if this is on your my podcast?
No.
Okay, good.
Dude, you guys, I totally forgot to tell you about this guy in my dream. Alright, so he came up to me and he was all, "Beware the eyes, March."
The eyes, really?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Does Angie's March is the month with the most eyes.
Thanks, man. You always have my back.
The time's now.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this.
Is that Caesar salad?
Yeah.
Whatever is that?
It's Hershey syrup. You'll ever call me dumb ever again.
So you plan on killing Reason with chocolate?
No.
Okay, that girl's a bad actress.
Yeah, they play Little Mermaid.
Too bad you had to have the music playing. You could have added it later.
Right.
And then actually you could have taken her voice out and had somebody, one of us, do it for her.
It could be Ken doing it.
Yeah. Jessica, you just didn't cut it. Your voice is horrible.
We dubbed you.
You have no expression.
Oh, I love you, kid.
Make it even.
It's actually not bad. It has an art house quality to it.
I think it's horrible.
I don't think it's horrible.
It's so dumb.
Dude, stop licking it
off. You can put this on YouTube.
Just under 8 minutes. Chocolatey goodness.
I would put it on YouTube.
Under dumb.
No, just under... Jessica. Put her name and her address and her phone number. They'll be like, she's stupid.
She'll get hate mail, too.
Yeah.
I got a phone call. We're going to trim this up.
The chocolate sauce. She wrote this?
Yeah, Jessica did.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My turn. Make me French.
Okay.
French wasn't invented yet. It's Gaul.
It makes me Gaul.
You make me Gaulish. Make me French. It's kind of campy. I kind of like it. In that campy sort of way.
I would not
have my phone start ringing.
Is that a phone?
That's my phone. Oh. It started ringing.
Criticus. Focus.
We'll see if I murder anyone with you ever again.
Just do this.
It's assassinate, not murder.
Yeah.
Jessica. Jessica.
We should have Ken's critic.
Would you just go?
Commentary
should, wait,
Ken.
You can add this. It will be. It will be. It will be me and somebody else, like you or your father. It will be like talk about the movie. I give it 3 thumbs down, and I only have 2 thumbs.
Just like, you know, Chris and Samus and stuff like that. That's fun.
Now!
Criticus,
now!
Criticus,
now! Really painful. Get over here.
Hey, you want some?
Criticus.
Yeah, man. Sure.
Criticus.
Come on, let me
help you. Seriously.
Oh. Oh my god, is that real scissors?
Yeah!
Are they really stabbing you?
Yes.
I thought that was the stupidest joke.
What was it?
Hitler. Even you, Hitler.
That was stupid.
I told her it was stupid.
What? What do you mean, that? Even you, Hitler? It has nothing to do with Hitler.
No.
We have to dub that. I mean, rewrite the line. Redo it. We'll dress up as those girls, right? We'll redo the scene. And we'll just be in there at the end.
We should.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Did you see David?
Yeah.
We can redo that scene.
Yeah, what I wanted to do was like, even you... Bruticus?
Yeah.
Broody Brute? Yeah. Brute and Sweetheart? Broody Brute? 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 And then, like, do a bunch of Brutus things and then just die.
Why don't you do that? Why don't we redo the scene? Why don't we redo the scene and we'll just put the masks on and pretend to be them. And I'll be Jessica. I guess I will kill you now.
That's totally true.
Okay.
Oh, I really do not want to do this.
I don't know. I think you got something to work with.
I think it's dumb.
It could be worse.
Mm-hmm. It could be, but that's no excuse. What are you doing? Well, I'm showing Kim the ring that.
Oh wow! Look at that.
That's her 16th birthday ring.
That's the one. The Maybe. some ring.
The 16th birthday ring.
Yeah.
The Fleischer?
Yeah. And just click on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that great?
Aww,
and there's going to be actually a new website coming up. It's going to look like that, but it's going to be more things on it. You like roll over like the Jose, and it will come up some. If you go into after /, right? Uh-huh. I think test.html. Is that going to work? Hold on. No, sorry, I forget what it is.
That's okay. So you just click that?
Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah, so that's the first.
What's
and
this?
Then pictures.
Click on the first hole for Ken.
Music. That's my music I composed.
Second hole for the show.
Yeah.
The third hole for Amazon.com.
Yeah.
The fourth hole for pictures.
Yep.
You want me to go there?
Yeah.
Did you do this yourself?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So these are all the pictures. It's like a lot of pictures.
With grapes.
Yeah.
You're staining
grapes. Straining.
Straining. I was like,
oh. Yeah. That's me making jelly when I made the jelly.
Oh.
You guys had jelly,
that
right?
That was good.
Yeah. That's my desk, Gary, where I do the podcast.
Oh, it's cool. I like the color.
That's my setup.
A lot about
you. Yeah, that's the Happy Meal dolls. Aren't they the greatest ones? Some of them are a little stupid, but I love the pumpkin one and the girl in the cat suit.
I was going to say the pumpkin and the cat. Mac Classic 2.
Yeah.
You don't still use that.
I met John on that.
Oh, my god.
Isn't that amazing? I threw it away.
You go.
Yeah.
I was like, what? You don't use that, do you? Oh, I met John on Lightness.
Yeah. If you go to page 9, the newer pictures on page 9.
God.
It's me in the snow. Okay. That's a lot of snow.
It's cold out here.
Yeah.
Is this seriously from the ground up?
No, this is the ground is here.
Oh my god.
I'm 6 feet tall.
Right, but this
it was
is
up
all
to here.
Solid.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, kid. I've never seen that.
It was up to here. It was this much snow. Wow. You see where I'm standing.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of snow.
That's a painting I did. And I have I did that. Actually, I filmed it while I was painting it.
Oh. That's a really good painting.
I like it.
Oh! Remind me to show you one of those videos where they, like, do the drawing.
Oh, yeah, real fast, right? Yeah.
You painted that seriously? Why is there a knife?
Yeah.
Why is there a knife?
Because all still lives have knives. If you look at, if you go to the Portland Museum, you look at the still lives. They all have knives. Okay. That's something I have to come back to, the Portland Museum. I never got over there.
Oh.
So yesterday when I was interviewing Sister Paula, I found the Portland Museum.
You didn't go.
No, and I kept on thinking, do you want to go in the Portland Museum? No, let's have coffee outside. I'm like, whatever. Okay.
I don't see
that. Okay, hold on, go back. You'll go back. You'll see. Old ones. The traditional ones. Here, that one right down there. With the skull.
Okay, that's a skull. I don't
Yeah, but it's a still life.
Yeah, a skull.
Okay, hold on. Okay, they're not in here, but traditional still lives have knives in them. Look, just say still lives, still life paintings, still life paintings. L-I-F-E.
You're not doing it right.
Because it's a still life.
L-I-F-E.
Still life paintings. With knives. Oh. There. Is there a knife there? Hold on. Just type with knives. There's a knife right there.
This one?
Yeah. And it's off the thing. Hold on.
That's Jesus.
That's a snake. Sorry. they really are. They go back. Type with knives in there. You're going to find it, right? Well, you're just going to get all still lifes. I mean, this is all modern stuff, you know.
Yeah. There we go. There's a knife.
But
these are...
If you look like a Rembrandt, like these ones down here, like that one.
This one?
Yeah. What the hell?
Mom painted a still life.
You see, this is traditional still life. It has a knife in it.
Oh, there is like a rule?
Well, that's what... If you look at all the old still lifes, like Rembrandts and stuff, they all have a knife in them.
And it should be a food. It can, like, there's no way they could paint a still life with a snake.
That's a modern thing.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
You know? I mean, and you can. I mean, that's... There's look at an iPod. Look, it's a still life an iPod.
Yeah, you can't. That's dumb.
Yeah. I mean... You know, but I'm just saying, original. That's why I put the knife in there. It was a joke.
Was
because
funny.
There's a big butcher's knife next to the ukulele.
That's funny.
I thought it was funny.
Everybody's like, there's no knife in these still life paintings.
That's a no!
There's nothing here. Yeah.
We'll go with a... I can't remember.
Cezanne? No. Well, who's that? Oh, drawing. This is a thing, right?
They'll just...
Charcoal.
See, look.
Oh, my God.
Except for this is a sped-up video. Sometimes it's pictures.
See, I have a video I did of painting again. It's 45 minutes long. I didn't stop the cameras.
Uh-huh.
And I want to speed it up. I don't know how to.
I don't know either. This is not what I'm talking about. Like, this might be this one. See, look. It's just a bunch of pictures.
Yeah.
Just click really fast.
Sing this one with me.
It took 1 hour and 15 minutes to do it. Yikes. No eraser.
That's him?
That's who he's drawing. Look, and they take pictures. He's drawing, starting now. And just periodically they take pictures. Sometimes the cool ones that I like. She said it. Because there's no way he's drawing that upside down.
It's actually better to draw it upside down.
It is?
Because what it is, when you're drawing it upside down, you're looking at it as just abstract shapes. Because you're looking at abstract shapes and you're looking at it that way, you get a better likeness than if you were to do it face. Because you're drawing, looking at the person the way you see them all the time, and you will probably do things that you don't intend to do.
Huh. Yeah, well then maybe he's drawing upside down.
I bet you he is.
The cool ones will go backwards in time.
Okay, this is what it really is. Is that what we can't see is that the picture of it, the picture is underneath the paper and he's just tracing it.
I have the song on my phone. He's singing about his ding-a-ling.
I thought Asians were yellow.
Oh my gosh. See, I'll switch markers. I just love to watch these. I think they're so cool.
Yeah.
Like, you've been home for a while, haven't you?
Oh my god.
See, like, eventually it's like,
yeah.
You just got home? Everybody joins in on that. There's a chocolate one that's super cool.
I said hello to you when you walked in and asked you how you're doing.
Anyways, I think you should do one of those.
I think that was Dave's.
I would, but I don't know how to speed it up. Oh, that's the painting I did. It's not really a painting. It's pictures. I took tiny little pictures of all this. It's big. It's like this big.
Oh, really?
I took little pictures, like, I'll take a picture of your elbow, and then here, and then here, this. Like, all little sections of you, and then put it together. And then I did that of the garden. If you click on it, it's bigger.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
That seems cool. I want to make one now.
It's fun. In fact, I was going to do one of your family, like do a family portrait.
Oh, yeah?
But, I mean, I don't have... Maybe we have time tonight.
We have a...
Do we have time? I have time after dinner. You can sit on the couch, and I'll take all the pictures, and then I'll send you the files, and then you can go to the... wherever, get them printed out, and then put them together.
Cool. Fun.
You know?
Yeah. We have a good printer.
And what it is that it... it's not exactly, if you look at the picture, like if I took a picture of it, it doesn't look exactly the same, but it's close enough. And it's actually action, so it's good if people are moving. So you might have Shane looking here like this and like looking over here, but it fits.
Yeah.
It's like if this frenetic, you get this a lot of energy.
Yeah, it looks cool. Yeah. They look cool, because I like how it's not square.
Yeah, it's not awesome. Square.
Where's Farnham's?
Farnham's is in Essex, right where we live.
Plum chowder.
Yeah. Okay, I have to go make dessert.
Oh.
Listen, I got some stuff for your father. Can I bring it in so you can hold it in your room till after after he comes home, and we'll give it to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that we don't forget.
Yeah, before I forget. Okay, you know what, Emma? I also wanted to show you that thing before I forget, because I promised you. Okay. First things first. This is for your father, because he wanted this. This is everybody can watch this, and that's a clip on Mike.
Oh.
So I want to put this somewhere. Should I want to hide it?
Well, he doesn't ever go in my room.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything to wrap it in, but if you have something to wrap it in.
Rich, I don't. We might in our garage, I'm sure we do.
Yeah, either that or this is fine too. I don't care either way.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little exit gift. Okay, now let me show you. Well, here's like a traditional hymn, right? You can see that it uses the.
The chords
of C and F, actually.
Well, it is G, F.
How do you know this?
Yeah.
Okay, it starts with C, all right? So you know, basically, the phrase begins with C and ends with C. It's in C, right? So the C sharp, in C, do I have my paper, do you have a pencil?
Yeah.
No.
I have one right here.
Okay, we have
one.
We got one. C, the key of C. What's your guitar tune to?
It's regular. It starts with the E and ends with an E. So it's E.
It goes, if the fat, the, this is E, right? The old one all the way over, right?
It goes.
So what does it go?
Well,
E?
Well, the one all the way down is E.
Okay.
Well, that's E too.
If this is E, right?
Yeah.
What's this one, the fourth one in?
The fourth one in? Every boy gets D.
D? Okay, then it's this is D?
The fourth one up is D.
Okay. It may...
I'm just going to get my guitar so I can point it out. Yeah.
I promised Emma I would do this. I have to do it before I start, you know.
I'll show you what I'm going to do.
No, you can listen, because, I mean, there's nothing really else to do. Okay.
Okay. This is E.
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
G. D. A.
This is G?
E. Yeah.
Okay, then.
No, E, B, D. E, every boy gets, yes, G.
Okay, I thought so.
This is G.
This, then, is tuned to G.
The third one up is...
If you use these four, right? Like, if you... Just play these four chords. If you hit this and play just these four notes, that's a G.
So.
This is a G. Okay?
Okay.
So, and I'm not really sure, but I'd be interested in finding out, like when you play, like, if, do you know how to play a G chord? You see, you're holding that. See, you're holding that down, so that's good. So, and you're just changing these to something else. E, F, F sharp G, that's a G.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it makes sense.
So, yeah, so you're probably, if you play things in G, it's probably easy to play things in G mm-hmm. for your guitar.
Okay, since it's tuned to G, well, I can easily tune it.
G, right, would be G, A minor, G, A, B flat, C, D, E flat minor.
Hello, everyone. This is
G, A, B, C, D, E, and then F diminished. Okay, A. I'm just showing you. I'm just going to write this in here so you know when you look at your music. Okay, because you'll see where I'm going with this. Okay. We have C, all right? The chords that you, if you're writing something in C, either a whole song or a phrase, and it's usually like part of a phrase, you know, and then you could switch to another key to make it interesting. And that's what happens in here, actually, to a small degree. Starts with C, right? You notice this C starts with C, so you know it's in C. A minor is part of C, right? That's the sixth degree.
Okay.
D minor 7, D minor, that's part of C. G7, that is a clincher that it's in C because it's the fifth degree of the scale. And G7, what it does when you play G7, it's a strong, wants to resolve to C. When you play the fifth degree of a scale, mm-hmm. the seventh of it, it wants to resolve to the tonic, which is okay. this, okay? So it goes from C,
tonic
goes...
just means beginning.
The first, it means the tonic, that this is the tonic, it's the scale, it's the first degree of the scale.
Okay.
Okay, and it's a major. The capital I is major, 4 is major, G is major, these other ones are minor. This one here is diminished. Don't worry about that so much because it's difficult to, it's like not difficult to use, but you don't need it to start with, to start writing songs. You know, just fuck you up. Sorry. That's a French word. Okay?
So then, I'm a French teacher.
Mm-hmm. So then, right? C, D, E, on B, C, D, E, F, C7, F, G, A, B, C. Okay. So then, F, G minor, A minor, B flat, C, G minor, E diminished. Okay. What happens here, C, right, goes to C, and then goes to C7. C7 is the fifth degree of G, of F. Okay? Uh-huh. Notice that it's using, it's modulating, it's modulating to a key.
Those are both the fifth degree of each?
That's the fourth degree. It's modulating to the fourth, it's using the fourth degree as the basis for the new tonic.
Okay.
For this little section. Just this little section here. Right? So, if you see... So C7 is going down to B flat, this part of the F, right? And then it goes to F, which is the new tonic, temporary tonic, right? And then here, this F here, is actually, then becomes this F, it acts as this F, the fourth degree back to the C, because you can resolve from F to C, right? That's got a half cadence.
Okay.
Full cadence is the fifth degree, seventh to the C, or to the tonic. Because it can change, you know, any scale, just what you're using C here. So it goes from F to C, the G7 to C. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'm trying to get the melody so you can hear how this works. Wrong. I'll be satisfied as long. See, and that's a whole... You can tell it's a whole new key.
Yeah, because
so it gives interest. So it's like C, C, F, then goes back to C. Long. As I walk, let me walk close to thee. So that's
okay,
how
the key change is, like, right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just as a few notes, but if you see, when you start seeing the seventh chords, then you're thinking, that's probably a fifth degree of a scale that I'm in. So you count back five, and you know it's an F, you know, in this case, because C7.
Okay.
And they're related. I mean, if you're doing a song, C, F, and G are related. Okay, they're all major chords in the scale of C, and it's easy to modulate to those.
Okay, so
and it gives interest. I mean, you could modulate to A flat minor, but it's going to sound really strange.
That's why when I add the D there, it sounds strange. When that when I go,
yeah, yeah,
sounds
yeah.
Strange.
I mean, it's not strange. It actually sounds good. But there's probably some other things you could do to get into that. So what is that you use?
I use C.
Mm-hmm.
G.
Mm-hmm.
D, I think it might be D flat, but it's a D something.
Okay, well, D flat's different than D, so you should find out, because D flat...
I could just go get it and
yeah,
the book.
D flat would be something else. So C, G, and D, and you're using majors, right, major? So, you know, a lot of rock songs use these, just choose whatever chords sound good. So this, I'm giving you this information in case you want to explore... Maybe there are one of these chords that you want to put in the middle of it, right?
Right.
Right? So, this is the G. So, if you're looking at music, oh, I suggest is even online, just look up scales. Mm-hmm. See what the scales are. And if you see music, you can analyze the music ahead of time. Like, okay, what was the one song that I found? Oh, yeah, Ukulele Lady. Because it's a fun song. It's a fun song, and it will teach us some meat harmony. Okay.
Ukulele Lady.
Yeah. Do 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 do. Okay. Let me see here. Oh, sorry. Okay, this is an F, actually. Okay. So it starts with F, right? It's the key of F. One B flat, one flat is F. So. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like a you. If you like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss, we're still an F. Kiss ukulele lady. This actually repeats the melody. While you promise ever to be true, which is common in original songs, popular songs from the 20s. And she see another ukulele lady fool around with you. You. Okay, so we have F, right? Two things of F. It's like A and A, AA section. We're going to go to the B section where we're going to go to...
Is that where, like, kind of the melody begins? Like, the song kind of changes?
It changes there. That's right. You... Maybe she'll sigh, maybe she'll cry, maybe she'll find somebody else. By, to sing to, and it's cool, and then we go back, okay? So
kind of like the key changes when there's like a bridge or like a dramatic.
It's sort of a bridge, you could call that a bridge.
Yeah.
It's a B section. To A section, because it's similar melodically, right? Like here, look, you can see it's the same. If you do 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 do, if you do 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 do, it's the same notes, right? Even the same chords. What the? Ah!
Was that spider?
Yes.
It was. I saw it right when you saw it. Oh.
Christ almighty!
Creep out.
Spiders don't even bother me. It must be in the air.
That was...
Could you picture it with your father?
He would have broke my guitar.
He would freak out.
Well, it's recorded.
It started moving, and I was like, "Well,
I saw it."
And then you saw it.
It's dead now.
Now it's dead.
So so here we go. Right, what we do is you see how this little section down here, right, ends it has C7 and ends on F. Okay. Which is good, because C7 ends on F. And then we have C7F, right? And then it goes to B. Now, where does it go from there? B and F. Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. Just changes the C for a short time. We're still in F here. All right. Then G7 comes along. You know, that is the dominant seventh for the key of C.
Because it's five up C?
It's the fifth degree of the C scale, and it's seven. Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by to sing to. And then it goes back to the F scale. You know, it's like this refreshing little... And you know how, like, short that is, right? I mean, it's small, like, right there, too. Where the hell are these spiders coming from? It's a black widow trying to bite me.
Did you see another one?
That's a black widow.
No.
Oh, serious?
No, it's not a black widow.
I was
going to
say, what?
Yeah. I am moving.
It's a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It was
yeah,
a black widow and tarantula crawled on my leg.
And
a bear came. That's why I couldn't sleep last night. I woke up at 3:45 in the morning. The pee. I'm sitting there trying to sleep, and I can hear every cricket. Everything was just like my senses were like spidey senses.
They're everywhere.
You know?
Maybe you got bit by that.
Oh my
now
god!
You're kind of spider.
Dun dun dun.
Spider-kin.
Yeah, Spider-kin. 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 Oh.
That was creepy.
That was creepy. So anyway, how was that?
That was good. Yeah.
Did you understand?
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to take a copy of this music, you can. So you could probably sing it. You know, you could probably learn how to play it. And you know, this like these like ukulele books are, you have the chord. You could use this. You know, just these four. Just transpose it up. Whatever.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it will sound a little different. Actually, let me try it. Hold on, let me find the... What page was that on?
That sounds kind of cool.
How about... Okay, we have to get to start the dessert. But I have been promising to do this, like, for the last 4 days, so...
Oh, no, don't worry about it.
Oh, I do. I worry about it. Why don't you think I was sleeping?
So you just took, like, an F scale and wrote
down
the notes.
Because if I promise to do something, you know, I want to fulfill my... Where the hell's ukulele? Oh, it's 48. Oh, that's not that page. Okay, so here, right, what you could do, like, in this case, right... Gosh darn it, this is big.
I'm sorry.
Gosh darn it. Okay.
You go from this little tiny.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so it tells you how to do the first note, right?
So it's an open string.
So it's the third one open, right? One, two, three. Okay. If. Hold on. If you like ukulele lady. No. Ukulele lady like a you. If. The span.
Sorry.
You. Don't be sorry. You like to linger. I'm going to go home where there are going to be like these things in my hand.
I know that was you.
Okay, Emma, you can play the guitar. There you go. I'll stick with my little knot. Look, this is like nice and soft. So anyway, that's if you want to copy this, you can, or whatever, just whatever.
I totally have a copy right there.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Okay. You can do what you want.
I'll copy it right now, and you go make the dessert.
Okay, I'll make dessert. You don't have to copy it. I'm just saying, you know, study it, you know, so you can see what I was talking about.
Totally. That totally makes sense. Right here, though, you just wrote down the notes in the scale, though.
And oh, yeah, you can keep this.
Okay.
So this is a G scale, F scale. C, E, C scale. That's an F.
Okay. Right.
And what it is, it's major, all the major scales. Major, minor, right?
Minor, major, major.
Major, major, minor, diminished. Diminished, what it is, it depends on whether you have, I think what it is, major chords is a... Don't quote me on this. It's like either minor third and then a major third. It's like this. There's like three notes, right? Mm-hmm. The distance between this one is a minor third, and the distance between these two is a major third. And for minor, the distance between this is a minor third, and the distance between these two are the major. It's like the reverse. Mm-hmm. Diminished, it's minor and minor third.
So it's the same distance.
It's the same distance, and it's like crunched, diminished. It's like...
It's squished.
It's squished.
Okay.
So it has this unusual... squished sound. But these are the ones, you know, just use any of these degrees of the scale, in any order. The thing is, you want to probably go to 5-1 to finish it. But if you're doing if you want to do half cadence, which is like half, almost like half done the phrase, but you want to go on, then like you take a rest, 4-1, and then go on and do whatever you have to do. And then you can switch to different keys, and then base the new keys on these, you know?
Yeah, so you just use the 5 and the 4th to cycle it, kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can, you know, then you have like, look, wait, I did all 3 of the major of these things here. You know, the 3. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, this is bothering me, though, because I think it's B, G, A, G, A, B, C, D. Oh, F sharp minor. It's not B flat, not E flat. Oh, I'll mess you up. What kind of thing you're teaching me?
It's not working.
B minor. That doesn't seem right either.
Is it easy? Can we look it up on the internet?
Maybe. It probably can, actually. G major scale. Type in G major scale. And I'll start dessert.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dang it.
Yeah. Right there.
Right here?
Yeah. There we go. G, A, B, yeah, F sharp.
C, yeah.
Okay, so G, A, B,
this is what the saxophone plays.
C, D, E, F sharp.
This is a saxophone. It plays this all the time, completely all the time.
Okay. That's it. See, whole half. So you know how to do that.
Yeah.
Then you just look them up. Just make sure you look at these first before I... Then you can look at the scale degrees on the G major scale. Just look up harmony. Oh, it's not a dummy's book. It's called... Oh, you have to send me guitar stuff. You have to send me an email.
Oh, okay.
Send me an email, flatishow@gmail.com, to send you the guitar books. And then send you the information about that composing book.
Okay.
Actually, I might even have a composing book I can send you. Just say composing book and guitar book. And I'll get it to you.